You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mentoring Matters. I'm your host, Rainey Petrin, President and Founder of Manager Mentors, and we're speaking today about diversity and mentoring. My guests are Chris Tabor, Diversity Manager from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and Mary Hester Clifton, Diversity Manager from T. Rowe Price. Welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we had an interesting conversation earlier about kind of diversity in a broad sense and kind of some ideas about diversity and making a business case. Well, I think it would be helpful for the audience right now, perhaps, to get some sense from each of you in terms of how do you define diversity in your organization, so that we kind of get a better sense of how people differ.
Okay. Well, first thing is with Enterprise, diversity is a central goal in all areas of our business, and our commitment to diversity extends to every employee, every customer, and every business partner. And basically, we define diversity as all the things that make us unique as individuals, and more importantly, how these differences can make Enterprise a successful business. So basically our overall goal is to create a culturally aware workforce and a culturally competent organization that, as I mentioned earlier, that mirrors the community that we do business with.
Okay, and for T. Rowe, I think we have a diversity statement that I really like to sort of recite because it sort of encompasses everything that we think about diversity at this point. T. Rowe Diversity is a leadership standard and a core business strategy built upon a foundation of integrity, initiative, service, teamwork, and learning. And we recruit, develop, and retain highly motivated and skilled individuals with varied backgrounds and experiences who want to share our vision of a diverse workforce. And I think the result is a creative and productive environment that promotes inclusion. That is a big word that we're sort of trying to broaden diversity, looking at it from diversity and inclusion. That's sort of a side note in the statement. And also it demonstrates exceptional ability to attain our shareholder, client, and organizational objectives. So it's all about contributing to the firm's reputation. We are a global employer. And we want to make sure that we keep our competitive advantage, and we want diversity and inclusion to be a part of our decision-making and our investment strategy and our involvement in all the communities where we live and work.
That's great. How, and again, I don't know if you'll have this situation off your head, but either one of you, how large is your organization in terms of number of employees, an approximation?
T. Rowe Price, I'm sorry, I went back into another employer.
Yes.
For T. Rowe Price, it is 5,000.
Okay.
At Enterprise, we have over 65,000 employees.
Okay. And so both organizations focus on diversity, and both organizations, happily, are also involved in mentoring.
Yes.
So let's talk about mentoring and diversity, and it might be helpful for the audience to get a sense of, well, what is your program? What's it like, you know, what have you? Just give us a description of the mentoring program or programs you have in your company.
Chris, okay. You want to go?
Yeah, I guess I'll start first.
Okay.
Let's see, we have Enterprises, as grainy as you know, I mean, we have a new formal mentorship program that we just recently developed in the last 2 years, with the assistance of management mentors. And we're in the process right now of running our company out company-wide over the last 2 years, and we're having a lot of success with it. But basically, our program really focuses on our second-year employees who have been with our organization for at least a year and have shown some level of success within our organization, but really need somebody to be able to reach out to talk to about issues that maybe they may not feel comfortable with their own managers or their own supervisors, and maybe get some of those additional areas that help them develop in their process, things like the intangibles and some of the unwritten rules for success in terms of navigating the corporate waters. So mentoring programs play a very, very important part of our business. But it's a one-on-one inclusive program. We elected to go with an inclusive program because we wanted a program that was going to be available for all of our employees' needs. Although as we run through our pilot programs over the last 12 months, in terms of testing our program out, a majority of the mentees in our program were actually minorities. So clearly this is an area, since we're talking about diversity, where, you know, a formal program for us has really helped us to be able to reach in to our employees and give them that extra help that they need to be successful in our business.
And how many people would you say are in the program now or have been in the program?
Well, in the pilot programs, we had about 136 employees that participated in the pilot programs.
Okay.
We piloted in two of our markets at Enterprise. And like I said, right now we're in the process of rolling the program out company-wide. So we're about a quarter of the way through. So we still have a ways to go before we get everybody in. So we're still in the beginning phases of our mentoring program and just starting to get back some preliminary results.
Great. Mary, do you want to give us perhaps a little bit of what TiVo is doing?
Okay, we have some formal mentoring programs, and then we have some pockets of informal mentoring programs. And the only reason I say they're informal, they're probably not as structured as our formal program. Still using a lot of the best practices that, of course, Rainey, you promote in matching and program management, but just not as formal as our corporate level. The one-on-one mentoring we have is more around our mid-career emerging leaders.
Okay.
And they are paired with our senior executives or senior managers. And it's for those people, and I hate to say high potential, but just potentially have a lot of promise in the career and in their career here at T. Rowe and in their area of expertise. The other thing we have begun to do is have our early supervisory level mentors. So these are people who come into potentially our call centers, and they are, you know, entry level, but the first step would be a supervisor. So we try to identify those people really soon and help them through a little more informal mentoring, pairing them up with people who currently are supervisors or managers in that particular business. So that's another one. And then we have two more smaller programs. One is our what we call our investment fellows. One of the challenges with an investment business is that people really need some years to rev up and be prepared to have a career in the investment field. It's not a last minute thought.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of background and education and experience. So we have this mentoring program called Investment Fellows. And it's a two-year program where we identify students that traditionally aren't in finance but are in engineering and or in statistics or math background and mentor them in our organization with investment professionals. And then our fourth program is really one that I can personally attribute some of my transition to this firm too, is an affinity network group. And in that affinity networking group, we call it minority recruiting and retention. The goal is around, you know, recruiting and retaining. And we also incorporate our En-ROADS program participants into that affinity group. So we are paired off with different people. Our En-ROADS people are paired off with other minority professionals, and we tend to have a very good return on our En-ROADS mentors, too.
Oh, excellent. How many people would you say are in the programs altogether, if you will?
When you add an affinity networking group, really is going to throw the number off, because that group is probably, there are probably about 200 people.
Okay.
But the more formal one-on-one mentoring programs are probably reaching about 75 pairs.
And how would either one of you address, sometimes what I get is the issue of, well, the problem with having a formal program is you can only put so many people in at one time, and there's a great need out there for a lot of people who want mentors. Clearly, both of you have programs that want to include a lot of people, but are doing so in a kind of a measured way. Do any of you have any thoughts about how to answer that question of people who say it's just too limiting?
Well, yeah, I would say that I talked a little bit about the fact that we do have a formal mentoring program that's designed primarily for our second-year employees, but we also have informal mentoring, or what we call support network.
Mm-hmm.
And the support network is really designed for our first-year employees coming in within our organization who's typically in their first 6 to 9 months are really focused on learning the core areas of our business but still need some additional help and support. So we provide them with a lot of resources. We provide them with some coaching on how to reach out and develop an informal network of their own. And we use the term informal support network on their own because a support person can really play a lot of different roles. A support person could be a mentor, an informal mentor, or a support person could be an individual that's there to be able to answer questions that that individual employee needs. And basically what it does for many of our employees, particularly in that first year, is it allows them an opportunity to be able to go out and get exactly what they need. And for some of our employees, you know, getting a formal mentor in their first year is maybe not their high priority. Really, maybe what they feel they need is just a support person, somebody to help them with just some of those other areas. Because when you talk about mentoring, it usually has a connotation attached to it, which you're talking about a long-term committed relationship with one person over an extended period of time. And that may not be what the employee needs. Mm-hmm. And the goal is as our employees go through that first year and have success in being able to develop those informal support persons, that it kind of diminishes the need for them to have a formal program within that second year.
Right.
So that kind of helps us a little bit with the scalability of our program.
Yep.
In addition to that, the support network is also something that we support and that we put out for all of our employees, not just our first-year employees, but even the second or the third-year employees that may be still in a situation where maybe they feel that they need that little additional support out there to help them.
Okay. Well, we need to take another break right now, but when we'll come back, we'll continue this interesting discussion with my guests. If you have a question, the number to call is 1-866-472-5790. We look forward to our next segment.